take the dreamers out of the world, and there'd be no reason to study and stand in awe of our great American history. It is us and people like us, the dreamers, who were the advancing guard of humanity. Us who dare to execute the mind of our right selves, who changed this world. If you removed us, who many call quacks and pipe dreamers, you would also have to remove all of the refining machines and inventions that emancipated this world and turned drudgery into ease. And me, you would have to remove me. Me, the guy who encourages the world. With one book, one CD, one podcast, just me, who decided to be someone for somebody. Just as you will now, as you continue to share this information. Thomas Edison was a dreamer, just as you are, and over 150 years ago, it was the persistence of dreamers who argued to Congress to allow for railroads at a time when the postal mail was being created, delivered by horse. Many said that to build carrier railroads was insane. Some in Congress called such dreams impossible, ridiculous even, and a waste of money. Many thought it would be much more prudent to actually import and use camels to deliver the mail. And as history reminds us, the dreamers won. "Can't be done," cries the man without imagination, and those with even lower caliber intuition and dream mutter underneath their breath, "He will fail." And yet time has proven over and over again that it is the dreamer who can see a civilization yet to be, and that the common man cannot even begin to believe in. Think big thoughts. Use your other self to right the world, because you are right. You are large. I have a new booklet entitled "The Two Selves." See, I believe we all have a plurality about us. A yang, a dark and light. High tide, low tide. There's a plurality all around us. The one side of you is filled with fear and confusion, uncertainty. And the other side, well, that other side, your other self, he's 10 foot tall. See, that other self is 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Your other self, well, that side is healthy, wealthy, and wise. See, that side was a born leader. I'd like to give you this new booklet. It's entitled "Two Selves, How to Be a Citizen of Mankind," completely free of charge. Visit my website at geraldpeters.info or mailpostcardsfromhome.com, and I'd be happy to send you a free copy. Simply go to the contact tab, click it, fill it out, give me your information. If you've ordered other books for me from before, that's completely fine. I'd be happy to send you this new booklet. God bless.